This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We continue here, Dr. Joseph Bookman telling us his life story about his voyage to look for America or to look for UFOs with Goggs Mackay, Chris O'Brien, Gene Steinberg. Goggs, you want to chime in there with a question before we go on?
Yes. Hi, Joseph. Goggs here. I wanted to ask about what are your interests extending out with the UFO field, but still within the paranormal. Is there any other of these other subjects that you're interested in? Could you tell us a bit about that, if you are?
Absolutely. So, you know, John Alexander, in his book, UFOs, Myths, Realities, and Conspiracies, starts out with the first sentence, UFOs are real. There's non-human created technology flying in our skies. There's multiple military pilot witness reports coincident with radar. And I find that maybe the most credible paragraph by any researcher in the field. It's certainly up there with Ed Mitchell's testimony about what he alleges to have been briefed on. But I find even more fascinating the last chapter in John's book, where he says, you know, the ETH hypothesis is not sufficient to cover all the data. There's more going on here. And, you know, I live only less than 200 miles west of the Skinwalker Ranch area. And John and Bob Bigelow certainly spent a fair amount of time and money up there looking at what the heck is going on. Whatever it was seemed to know what the human beings were going to do next before they had even thought about it. So the connection between this and consciousness in the broader field of phenomenology is really what fascinates me. Who are we? Why are we here? What's the nature of the universe? Are we alone? Is there biological life that's ahead of us that built technology that got it here? Are there multiple dimensions? Is it possible to travel with thought through time and space? I don't know. But I find all that not only scientifically interesting, but extending out into the field of religion, you know, the study of what reconnects us to who we really are. That's the etymology of religion. It comes from the same root as ligament, connection, reconnecting.
I was thinking of something today that I hadn't thought of for a while. You know the old saying when they say, you know, if a tree falls over in a forest and no one's around, does it make a sound? You know, I was kind of thinking, turning that round and thinking, I'll bet that all these kind of UFO landing events, let's say Close Encounter 4s or something, in which, you know, somebody stumbles across a landed saucer and there's little guys going around and they're collecting rocks or making pancakes with somebody or whatever strange stuff. And I have to think that that is always for someone's benefit. If such things are happening, I don't believe they're happening when they don't have an audience, you know, like in the middle of Siberia, nowhere, there's no, you know, reindeer herdsmen around or anything. I don't believe these same things are happening. I think they're always happening for an audience and for a purpose, which, you know, we can't kind of work out. But what do you think about that, that it's always for a human audience, or let's say a conscious audience?
I have no idea. Maybe the entire cosmos is designed for that. In quantum mechanics, they talk about reality not existing until it's observed. So that would be the macro hypothesis expressing that point of view. I don't know. You know, unlike some people who run around charging fees and selling their books and seminars, they don't say I don't know very often. I find those people not to be so credible. I don't have a clue what's really going on. I am, however, fascinated by it. To go back to my my friend in that apartment in Houston, where, again, we hit the brick wall of talking about this subject, he looks at me. I just said, so it's not like we have flying saucers shadowing our shuttle missions on orbit, right? And he just stops, and he says, you know, Joe, before I answer that question, I've got three questions for you. And by the way, on the way home from this, on the flight home, I made notes. I didn't have a tape recorder with me, but I wanted to get this down and not have my memory misremember this. But I remember it very clearly, and I made contemporary notes at the time to memorialize it. He says, Joe, do you think I've ever lied to you? And I said, no, Roger. I mean, we're both Eagle Scouts and grew up together. No, I would never imagine that you would lie to me. He says, do you think there's anything anybody could ever do to cause me to lie to someone else? And I said, no. I mean, I knew he was active in his church. He looks at human life as a testing ground for a greater spiritual life to come, that kind of orientation. No, I don't think you'd lie. Why, Roger? And he says, third question, where would you like to go to lunch? And I said, I'd like to go to the Chinese place in the Right Stuff where all the astronauts hang out. He goes, oh, that closed years ago, but I'll take you out to lunch where we might meet an astronaut. So we go out to lunch and didn't wind up seeing any astronauts in that restaurant that day. But over lunch, he says, Joe, you know, there's some things I would love to talk about that I think are really important, things I'd even like to share with my own wife. But if I were to do so, they would find out. I would go to a place worse than Leavenworth. She would lose the health care and the retirement benefits that I have worked to earn. So please don't ever ask me this question again. Wow. So that's what fueled when I'm running for Congress then as a libertarian saying, let's get Congress to protect whistleblowers and pass legislation eliminating whatever contracts people have signed that would get in their way of openly testifying about waste and fraud and criminal activity in our government and the ET issue. If somebody signed a contract somewhere in that world of military contractors or government employees that prohibits them from talking about knowledge that we're not alone in the universe, let's have the United States Congress pass legislation to wipe out those agreements. I assume, by the way, in that the Congress has the authority to do that. I'm not even sure that's the case. I think these people may see those contracts as being something extra constitutional, which, if that's the case, then is really fascinating. But I'm just left kind of curious about these two people I've known who will not talk about this issue, claiming that you know, part of their employment history prevents them from talking about it openly. Why would that be?
Let's talk about how over here in the UK, there is something in our House of Parliament called a private member's bill. And that's basically where a single political representative, a member of Parliament here, creates and puts forward a bill for some kind of new law. And usually it's kind of quirky, not mainstream party manifesto stuff. But anyway, there is a mechanism for a single representative to put forward, and these things do sometimes get through, get passed, and made into law. Is there an equivalent in the American political system where one representative can put forward a proposal for law and it may go through?
No, there's not. What there is, however, is what Mike Gravel said at the citizens hearing. And by the way, I'm the guy that got Mike Gravel there if we want to talk about the prehistory of the citizens hearing. I'm just shaking my head and kind of my own disbelief and wonder at what I imagine saying about all of that. But Gravel said at the citizens hearing to Nick Pope and John Burroughs and Jim Peniston, look, nobody's going to come after you for violating those oaths that you say you've given. And the greater oath is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. So if you're serving in the United States military or have served in the past, and you have in any way given an officer in the armed services of the United States an agreement that violates your primary commitment to the Constitution, that's that word I used again earlier. And don't worry about that. Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. You're free to talk about this stuff. And he's saying this as a former United States senator who did that very thing in reading the Pentagon Papers into the congressional record under the Buildings and Grounds Committee that he chaired of the United States Senate. And that stopped the Nixon administration from pursuing legal action against the New York Times and others.
We've got more to come with Joe Bookman and Gene and Chris and Gox. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well? Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
This is the kind of guest I like, whether we agree with him or not. You say, Joe, answer this question. And you just sit back, hang out, relax, and enjoy. Go ahead.
What was the question? Where was I? So, you know, let's leap ahead. I run for Congress. I write Steve Bassett. He's doing these X conferences in Washington, D.C. And I said, hey, you know, I'm a poor college professor. I'm on a budget. But I saw your conference. I'd like to come. I'm on the ballot. He said, really? You're on the ballot. Let me call you back. So I guess he goes and Googles me, and he calls me back, and he says, Joe, you're the third guy. This is in 2008. Third guy to run for federal office and call for disclosure. The first was James Earl Carter when he promised to open the UFO files when he was running for president in 1976. Second was one Stephen Bassett when he ran for Congress in Washington, D.C. I've forgotten the year, but it was the year they had those shooters that were firing a rifle out of the trunk of a car through the license plate and killing people around D.C., which was a little distracting for that campaign. And then there's me. And he says, if you want to come to the X conference, I can't pay your travel, but come on out. I'll give you a VIP pass. So off I go to Gaithersburg. And that's where I first met Colonel Alexander. Saw Ed Mitchell again, who I had met years earlier in Roswell. And, you know, then crazy people like Alfred Weber were there at the other extreme. I loved it. It was fascinating. You know, I got a little bit of time there. And in the time I had, again, I'm running as a libertarian. I said to the couple hundred people there, including John, Paul Hellyer was there. I said, you know, the one thing I'm confident of, there are no Democrats and there are no Republicans anywhere in the entire cosmos except for on this one backward planet. But if they are here, they're using pretty advanced technology to get here. Just like Carl Sagan said to Senator Proxmire in the argument for keeping SETI funding going, you know, maybe there's this great wall that every technologically advanced civilization hits where they just blow themselves up, which is one of the answers to the Fermi paradox. So if we're doing SETI, it can tell us about our own future. So I say to the X conference, so if they are here, they're using high tech to get here. They haven't used it to blow themselves up. It means they have the non-initiation of aggression paradigm as a core principle. That means they're libertarians. So while there's no Democrats and no Republicans anywhere in the cosmos, if they're here, the universe is teeming with libertarians, and I'm looking forward to meeting them. And so that got me a nice laugh and a little bit of attention at the X conference. And out of that, I became grateful to Steve Bassett. I mean, Steve's that kind of says it all, doesn't it? The character in fiction who most reminds me of Steve Bassett is Don Quixote, tilting at some self-created windmills, totally lost in the purity of that battle, and noble. In that sense, I mean, this is a guy who, at least in the field of ufology, unlike some others who I mentioned earlier, in my experience of him, is not doing it for his personal wealth or aggrandizement or lifestyle. He's just thrown himself 100% into the conviction that somebody knows something that he can bang on their door long enough and they'll admit it. And I feel like Sancho Panza sometimes to his Don Quixote character. And I can admire that. And he also listens to me. And we've had some intense conversations where I've given him harsh feedback about what's not working and what he does. But then they come to the citizens' hearing. And so I want to talk about that if we have time. I don't know if we're on the verge of a break or not. Or I should just leave
it. No, we're about halfway through this segment. So why don't we start this? I just to back up a little bit. Our listeners will know when the citizens' hearing on disclosure was occurring. Chris gave us reports. He was a camera person there. We don't say camera man anymore, a camera person or camera creature there. And so we had some on-site information about that. So, yeah, it's good to have heard Chris's point of view. Now I'd like to hear your point of view. You got sucked into this thing, sounds like.
I loved it. Chris is on the back wall. I'm on the front wall on the podium. Merrill Cook's just to my left. I served as the moderator for the citizen hearing. But before that, I've been credited by Bassett, including in the testimony he gave during the hearing, for saving it, for which I'll apologize to the listeners of the Paracast. You know, like everything associated with Steve, I have mixed feelings, and they range from unreserved admiration to just befuddled frustration and exhaustion and disappointment. So how that came about, after the X conferences, and I went to two of them, I think, back there. I didn't go to the last one. Maybe I didn't go to the last two. But then Steve moved to L.A., and he met up with Reuben Langdon. And Reuben had had some sort of encounter experience, and he found Steve credible and wanted to support Steve. And he did that by giving him basically free housing in Culver City. I'm a big fan of the Magic Castle in Hollywood. I belong to an amateur magician's association. I'm a magician if the qualification for magician is spending a lot of money to buy a lot of stuff to see how things are really done and then never practicing and performing. I'm that kind of magician. But I do love going to Hollywood and visiting the Magic Castle, which is the world's premier venue for especially close-up magic. So whenever I'd get to Las Vegas for a conference, or I'd go down there sometimes for magicians' conferences, or I go every year to the National Association of Broadcasters and the Consumer Electronics Show, I'd usually go ahead and drive the extra 4 hours down to Hollywood. And I'd call up Steve or other friends and take them to the Magic Castle and spend time with Steve there as he's, you know, literally sleeping on a couch, getting online, doing the Paradigm Research Group emails and whatever. And he puts together a pretty interesting group of Hollywood people that are interested in phenomenology and the ET issue. And they have a monthly meetup. And you know, that's where I met Whitley Strieber, Armadique Kalika, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, who was the director of the Stephen Greer's Sirius movie, and others. And so I'd try to get down there for the ET Media meetup group that he would have in Ruben's studios. And I'd always fill his car with gas and buying him a hot meal. And so Steve calls me one day in November of 2012, and he says, "Joe, you got $1 million worth of funding." Wow. Miracles happen. And he says, I'm going to pull off the citizens hearing idea that we've had for years. And I just want to give you a heads up about it. And so he did. And so so they decide to come to the Sundance Film Festival. And I live up in Park City at the time and been a volunteer for Sundance for over a decade. Love the Sundance Film Festival. Met Buzz Aldrin at the Sundance Film Festival, by the way. And then to go down another tangent, Sundance turned me into a cartoon. If you go Google Bookman or Buckman, it's pronounced both ways, by the way, Gene. Either one's fine. I grew up Buckman. Now I'm a Bookman, but my grandparents were Bookman. It's a long story. But my dad was always a Buckman. Anyhow, if you Google Buckman and Sundance, you'll turn up a YouTube video of me telling the story about meeting Buzz Aldrin.
Let's go into that and more in our next segment with Gene Chris Skoggs. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So here, I want to say I don't think Gog sounds quite like David Tennant with his native accent, but it's not dissimilar.
No, he's from a different part. He is quite different, actually.
The fact that he allows it, though, you know, he was the first Doctor Who to speak that way, right?
Well, I think so, but there was that guy after, a couple of doctors after Tom Baker, who many people don't know is Scottish, this short guy, dark hair. This would have been the mid or early 80s. I forget his name. Michael B.
This is funny, by the way, just a quick thing about David Tennant, and then we'll go back to Mr. Buckman and Bookman. David Tennant is married to a woman who is the daughter of Peter Davison, who was another Doctor Who. So remember, David Tennant grew up 3 or 4 years old. He wanted to be Doctor Who. He grows up to become Doctor Who, then marries the daughter of another Doctor Who. And to make things even crazier, the guy who plays Alfred on Gotham, the Batman prequel, is the son of a Doctor Who. Let's go on, Joe. Not about Doctor Who.
Mr. What? So, Steve, yes, I'm excited for Steven. This is amazing. Tom Clearwater, this Canadian, comes up with $1,100,000, gives it to Steve Bassett. And nicely done, by the way. He had also funded the other Steve, Stephen Greer. And this was money that could have gone there instead. And so I was certainly a fan of it coming to Mr. Bassett over Dr. Greer. And I'm
imagine
excited.
If this money was used for something that really would accomplish something. I don't talk about MUFON either.
Yeah.
I mean, something that would accomplish something meaningful.
I'd love to see Chris get his super camera system up there around the mysterious valley. That kind of camera tracking and other equipment pointing skyward would probably be a good thing. This seemed like a good thing at the time. I mean, you know, to do a faux hearing with retired members of Congress, get the best witnesses out there. I mean, the concept, as designed, was brilliant. What was missing was a full vetting of some of the witnesses.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was part of the early design. I was in those conversations in the late 2012, early 2013 time frame. So one of the things they look at doing is coming to the Sundance Film Festival, not as part of the official program, but coincident with it, which a lot of people do. There's a lot of stuff that shows up in Park City that's not part of the festival itself, but becomes associated with it, including Dr. Greer, who had been here, I believe, the year before, or perhaps 2 years before, with Chris Christoselli, who had put on his 3D virtual reality venue, you know, in a private spot, again, not a part of the official Sundance program, but part of the overall party that goes on. So Stephen Rubin and Jeremy Corbell come to that and schedule a press briefing at a hotel in Park City to announce that the documentary Truth Embargo is being produced. It's fully funded. That turns out not to be the case later. And that this hearing will also occur. Truth Embargo is going to be more than just the documentary of the hearing. It's going to follow the historian, Dolan, the activist, Bassett, the researcher or journalist, Linda Moten Howe, and tell their stories. And, you know, Jeremy Corbell's there weaving this fanciful tale of how beautiful this documentary will be. Ed Mitchell's there on Skype answering questions from reporters. The room's pretty well filled, and it's kind of exciting. And they rented a house, big home in Park City for a month, and they're hosting parties out there and networking through Sundance, and it's just fantastic. So I'm hanging out with Steve. I'm over to the house, and I said, so, you know, who all of you got on the committee? This is late January, early February 2013. They're going to do this in March. You know? And he says, well, I haven't got anyone on the committee yet. I haven't invited anyone. And I remember screaming, what? Which is my Dr. What comment from a moment ago. What are you talking about? You don't have... I said, these guys may be retired, but it's not like they don't have full calendars. This thing's like 8-9 weeks away. And I literally blew a cork and followed him from that moment till he printed out 50 invitations, printed up the envelopes. We put stamps on them. I drove him to the post office and made him mail 50 invitations to former members of Congress before he left town. This was now after Sundance was over, probably in the second week of February. And he said, well, you know, Joe, before we invite members of Congress, we got to have, you know, the witnesses identified. We got to have the venue set. We got to have a website up that looks professional so these guys know that that we're not just a fly-by-night thing. And yeah, I'm somewhat sympathetic to that. It's only been from November to February to get all that up. And, you know, witnesses were reluctant. They didn't know who the members of Congress were going to be. It's kind of like a chicken and egg problem. So in March, I get a phone call from Mr. Bassett, and he says, it's over. Everything's over. Got to refund Tom Clearwater's money. We're not going to have a citizen's hearing. Only one person out of the 50 invitations wrote me back, and she's ready to bail. And she won't let me announce her name until I get two more people. I got to have at least three, and it's a dead end. We're just going to have to call the whole thing off. And prior to that, by the way, he said he was going to turn me into a star. I was going to be a part of the Truth Embargo documentary, longtime supporter. I'm going to be the expert on the committee hearing, a staff member-like person who's also going to be asking questions of the witnesses during the hearings and all of this. And I said, well, Steve, you know, give me 48 hours. Don't call Tom Clearwater. Give me 48 hours. I'll see if I can't stir up a couple of members of Congress for you. And I really have no idea how I'm going to do that. But in 2008, 5 years earlier, I had been in Denver for the Libertarian Presidential Nominating Convention, the year we wound up nominating former United States Congressman Bob Barr. Oh, what a disaster that was. But But Bob ran as the Libertarian nominee in 2008, and Senator Mike Gravel had tried to get that nomination and did not. But I had become friends with Mike. I had bought his book before that conference, wanted to get it autographed. I'm a fan of Mike Gravel. He was a whistleblower. He protected the New York Times against the Nixon administration over the Pentagon Papers. He was an advocate for ending the draft. This is an American hero. I'm not going to miss the chance to meet Mike. And just a terrific fellow. And the other one I called up was Merrill Cook, a congressman from Utah. I got Merrill first. And his son, Merrill Cook's son, had won an award from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, an NASA award. And Merrill had served on the Space and Science and Technology Committees during his two terms in Congress. So Merrill said, yeah, I'd love to do it. And then I got hold of Mike Gravel, and Mike said, yeah, I'd love to do it, but I've got a vacation on the Danube that same week, so gosh darn it, I can't do it. And I said, well, you realize Steve had already talked to him, and Steve had said, oh, yeah, I got hold of Gravel. Gravel can't do it. And I said, what? So I called Mike back. He says, yeah, I told Bassett I couldn't do it. And I said, did Steve tell you they're paying $20,000? And he said, no, Steve never mentioned that. And I thought, what an idiot. I just remember thinking this. I said, well, call Steve back and tell him you'll do it for 20 grand plus whatever it's going to cost you to reschedule your vacation. They'll probably cover those costs. I'm thinking an extra couple of $1,000s. What the heck? So Mike calls Steve back up and says, yeah, he'll do it if they can give him the money plus whatever expenses he has for rearranging his schedule at the last minute. You know, to do this thing. So now we got Mike Gravel, Merrill Cook, and Carolyn Kilpatrick, God bless her, comes out from the shadows and is the third member of the committee. We've kept her from bailing at the last minute. And then everybody wants to be on the committee. Once we got Mike Gravel, the invitations to other members of Congress suddenly have the gravitas that takes them to look at it seriously.
Long and short of it is, he gives it credibility. We'll talk more about the genesis of the Citizens Hearing on Disclosure, despite the presence of Steve Bassett, with Gene, Chris, Joe, and Gogs. There are too many people here. I can't keep up with them. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so this is gelling now. Former U.S. senator gets involved, and suddenly it starts taking on credibility. What interests me very briefly, Joe, is the fact that they take $20,000, because you have stories here about former candidates or members of Congress getting $200,000. This sounds like kind of lowballing it, don't you think?
Absolutely. Originally, they were offering 10. Carolyn had agreed to do it for 10 grand for the week, plus expenses for her and a spouse. The real amount of money spent per congressman was probably closer to $25,000 or more with the hotel, the air travel, two people. I had at first reached out to a friend of mine in scouting, former Congressman Ed Pease out of Indiana, and I called Ed and told him what I was working on. He would have loved to have done it, but he was working for a company that would not give him permission to do things like that. And it was Ed who said, look, 10 grand is not going to get anybody's attention. You're talking about, you know, a 40-hour work week. You're asking them to do prep work in advance of the hearings. By the way, Steve's original design was to have all 43 witnesses submit their testimony in writing and have that vetted before the hearings occurred and get all of the testimony in writing to all members of the committee to review more than a month in advance. You'll note Carolyn Kilpatrick mentioned that during the hearings and chastised people like Dr. Greer for not getting their written testimony in early. And others did. Nick Pope was pristine, for example, on that. Nick's awesome. So we're gathering, witness testimony. We're putting the committee together. It's now late February, early March, or mid-March by the time this stuff is happening. So it was mid-March when he called me and said he's going to refund money to Tom Clearwater. And then within 2 days, I come up with Gravel and Cook and Kilpatrick, and then Rubin credited me with saving it. They were ready to pull the plug on it. By the way, I want to go down a little bit of a tangent here. You know, some have said that Steve Bassett bankrupted Just Cause Productions and put him out of business. And there's this acrimony between Steve and Ruben and Jeremy now. I was around in the early days of that. Ruben was being sued by some former interns over whether they should have been paid or not. The state of California sided with the interns. Ruben wound up with a judgment, plus paying for the other side's legal fees. That's what took down Just Cause. The citizens hearing, if anything, kept that company going for an extra 6 months or a year. And so I'm not someone who would agree with the proposition that Steve somehow bankrupted the company due to his excessive spending.
Rubin brought it on, completely brought it on himself.
Thank you for
Well, I was involved in the post-production of the project, and I saw exactly what went on and some of the stories that have come out that they took a lot of money from people up front to provide the DVDs of the entire project. And within 2-3 weeks of getting everything in the can from the shoot, we had it all done. I mean, it was all edited and ready to go and ready to be duplicated. And Ruben took it back over because he didn't like the way the edit was done. It took him over 2 years to actually do the editing of the project, which came out way less professional than he claimed ours was. I think ours was actually quite professional compared to the final product. But, you know, if you're going to be doing something and hiring people and giving them, job titles and tasks to perform, let them do their job. Don't jump in and then say, well, I can do it better than you, and then screw the whole thing over for 2.5 years. It was really unfortunate the way that it was totally mishandled. And I think Steven could have stepped in and really cracked the whip instead of just letting everybody else figure it out. I was pretty dismayed over the way the whole thing fell apart after all the footage was in the can.
I'm heartbroken by it. We've leapt ahead, by the way, and there's more to tell in the timeline, but I don't get it. I don't understand it. I've been threatened with legal action myself if I were to publish what I was promised I had the rights to. I didn't get paid what I was promised to be paid for the work that I did. You know, they went bankrupt, whatever happened. By the time we get to D.C., there's just credit cards and no real money left. The money that Clearwater had given turned out to be in hard silver. The silver market tanks. The $1.1 million turns out to be closer to $700,000. If it had been $1.1 million or gone up, as Steve was expecting it to, increase in value, not decline, then the truth embargo probably would have got produced. There would have been plenty of money for everybody, but all these things conflue together into this disaster. But the part of it, Chris, that I don't understand, and you're more of an expert at the video production filmmaking business than I, but here you have Dr. Greer, who, by the way, one of the things I will praise Dr. Greer for is his ability to monetize this issue with the Sirius documentary and now the Unacknowledged documentary, which was just repurposing a bunch of old video. I went to L.A. for the premiere. I just couldn't believe it. Anyhow, his ability to do Kickstarter or GoFundMe and raise money and all that. And here, Jeremy Corbell is sitting on, in my view, a gold mine of high-def video, 40 hours or more of the citizens hearing, plus whatever they managed to shoot with Anonymous and Linda Moulton Howe and Richard Dolan and Steve Bassett. All that, he's got all that material sitting there. And yet they say they need to raise more money to edit it together when Greer is out there showing you that, you know, with very little time and effort, you can pull stuff together and throw it in a theater and make a few $100,000. It just blows me away. But anyway, in the moment in D.C. On May 3rd, the thing's over. And, you know, they're not giving me the check I'd been promised, which was okay. I mean, I had a great time in D.C. I did get paid. I think I got $10,000 or $11,000 over the previous few months for the work I was doing, which was pretty much full-time from Sundance through the hearings. But what I was promised by Ruben, and he's confirmed this since, was the rights to the written material. I wanted to put out a congressional record like footnoted, cited, verified version of all the testimony from the citizens hearing in print. And he said, yeah, you can have the print rights. We just want the video and audio. And now they've said, Ruben and Jeremy, if you do that, it could diminish our ability to monetize what we have. And their hope was to sell the whole package to the History Channel or Sci-Fi or somebody. And so they didn't want me publishing the written transcript in case that potential buyer would want it all. And I've said, okay. But I have typed every word. I've given it all to them for free to use for the closed captioning. And I feel kind of, frankly, screwed. But time will go by. Eventually that'll come out. It'll be a contribution I'll make to history. But in the process of footnoting and citing the testimony, you know, I've run across some false statements by people like Dr. Greer and Colonel French, Paul Hellyer. And this is the kind of vetting that should have occurred when they were going to submit their written testimony a month or more in advance.
Abbott
vetted all of that. And that was part of the design. But, you know, Steve's flaw, one of Steve's flaws, and I've said this to him directly, and by the way, I want to leave the context under this. I love the guy. I don't think he's ripping people off. I don't think he's a liar. He may be the most outrageously, overly optimistic human being I've ever met, but I don't see any guile or intentional deception, and I've been close enough to the guy to I think I would have turned that up, where I see that in others almost immediately. And so Dr. Greer testified under oath. I pulled it up here in the transcript. He's testifying before the six former members of Congress. This document's not yet been released. I'll make it available to the committee. There's great progress being made. Admiral Marin, who won the Prize Ampere in France and is a medical doctor, as am I, and also a PhD physicist and was an advisor to President Sarkozy and others, has been meeting with us. Well, there is no such individual. There's a list of Ampere Prize winners out on the internet from France. There's no Marin. There's no Admiral Marin in France. There's no Dr. Marin. This individual does not exist. And yet here's Greer saying we've been meeting with him, and he repeated it later at one of the evening sessions. And so I wrote the good doctor and said, hey, how do you spell Marin? I don't seem to be turning this up because all I've got is the audio. I don't know the spelling of any of these names, which took a lot of time for closed military bases in South America and generals in France. And, you know, I'm looking up all this stuff. Dr. Greer wrote me back immediately and said, yeah, I have to check my files. I'll get back to you. I've not heard from him since.
Well, you know what? Don't hold your breath because you're going to be wheezing soon.
I'll send you an O2 tank.
So, I mean, this is outrageous. I'm the guy on stage. Raise your hand. Repeat after me. I promise to tell the truth and nothing but the truth to the members of this committee today. Thank you. Have a seat. That was me. He rose his hand. He swore under oath. And by the way, I don't have a problem with somebody giving incorrect testimony under oath. I have a problem with you don't correct that after the fact for the official record when confronted with it. That I have a big problem with.
We'll have a problem if we don't break. More to come with Joe and Chris and Gogs and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.